Sitting meditation practice. This is a mindfulness practice called sitting meditation. We will be noticing different things in this mindfulness practice time. Our breathing, our bodies, the sounds around us, and our thoughts and feelings. Before we begin, it helps to be in a place where we can be comfortable and where we won't be disturbed for a little while. Mindfulness is like an invitation. So we are invited to do the things I will be saying, but we don't have to do them. If it's okay with you, we will take some time to do some mindful noticing. When we take time to notice how things are in this moment, right here, right now, it helps us to become more mindful. Sometimes we say that it is like having a torch and shining the light of the torch on different things to really see and notice them. So maybe sitting up a little bit to help us know that we are taking some special time to practice our mindfulness. When we sit up a bit straighter, it can remind us that we are each one of us important people, and we are taking special time in our lives to be quiet and notice, to be mindful. And now we can close our eyes if we are happy to do this. Or some people like to look down at the floor instead. So I'm going to ring a bell 3 times to help us start our mindfulness practice. And I will ring the bell 3 times again at the end when the practice finishes. So starting by noticing how we are, right here, right now, as we sit here. Noticing what it feels like to be here in this moment. We may notice things we feel in our bodies. We may notice aches and pains. We may notice things we are thinking about. We may not notice very much at all. However we are, right here, right now, is okay. It's just the way it is. And we are just noticing it and being kind to ourselves. Being gentle and kind with whatever we notice. And then, if it's okay, we move on to really noticing or focusing on our breathing, like shining the torch beam of noticing onto our breathing. The breath coming into our body when we take a breath in, and the breath going out of our body when we breathe out again. I know some people like to notice their feet instead of their breathing, so you can do that if you want to. But I will be talking about breathing for a bit now. So, seeing if we can notice this next breath coming into our body right now. This breath coming in, and this breath going out again. We don't need to change our breathing to make it slower or faster. We just really notice it as best we can. We notice the breath coming in through our mouth or nose, into our chest area, and down into our tummy area. Maybe we can feel the breath most in one of those areas. And maybe we can put one of our hands on that area. And while we try to notice and be mindful, what can often happen is that our minds start thinking about something else. Someone has said that our mind can be like a little puppy on a lead who keeps wandering off to look at different things. When we notice our mind has wandered off to think about something else, we gently bring it back with kindness, like we would do with that little puppy on the lead. We bring it back to noticing our breathing. And then, breathing in and breathing out, we move on to noticing our breath going into our whole body, as if the breath is filling up our whole body, like breathing all the way down our legs and into our toes, and breathing out again. Like breathing all the way down our arms to the tips of our fingers, and breathing out again. Like breathing up through our neck to our head, our face, the back of our head, and breathing out again. Then, noticing how our body is as we breathe into it, sitting here. Noticing where we can feel our body touching the ground with our feet, or the chair with our sit bones, and maybe our back. Noticing our hands, if they are on our laps, or touching what we are sitting on. Noticing what our body is like, right here, right now. It might be that it's hard to notice any feelings in our body. We don't notice very much at all. And that's okay. It's just the way it is. It might be that we notice a part of our body that is not comfortable, or maybe that even hurts. We can try to just notice that part of our body And if we choose to, we might want to breathe especially into any places in our body where things feel more difficult. Noticing, breathing into the places, being kind to ourselves as we notice. We might notice that we want to move or change things in part of our body, like choosing to move a part that is hurting. Or we might choose to keep still and just notice it. Just noticing it maybe even changes it a bit, as we are mindful and notice. And again, we might notice that we are thinking about other things, like that little puppy that keeps on wandering off. As soon as we notice that our mind has wandered off, we can be proud of ourselves for noticing and bring it back gently again, very kindly, in the way we would be kind with the little puppy. We bring it back to noticing our whole body sitting here as we breathe into our whole body, from top right down to our toes. And then breathing in and breathing out, we move the torch beam of noticing away from our bodies to the sounds we can hear in this moment, right here, right now, like shining the torch beam onto our ears and trying to really notice the sounds that are around us. One sound will be the sound of this voice and these words about mindfulness. But I will stop talking for a little moment, and we can notice the different sounds that are outside the room. Maybe some of us notice traffic sounds. Maybe some of us notice bird sounds. Maybe there are other sounds as we do this practice in our own place. Moving to notice the sounds that are inside the rooms we are in. It might be the sounds of other people around us. It might be the sound of clocks or of any machines in the room. Seeing if we can notice sounds as if we had never heard them before. Maybe noticing that we tell stories to ourselves about sounds. Sounds we like to hear. Sounds we don't like to hear. Giving labels to the sounds we hear. Trying to be as open as we can to just noticing what the sounds are like for each of us, just the way they are. And if our thoughts wander off, gently bringing them back to noticing the sounds. Then breathing in, breathing out. In the last part of this mindfulness practice, putting the torch beam of our noticing onto the thoughts that come into our minds. Our minds can be so busy. Sometimes we are remembering things that have happened. Sometimes we are planning for things that will happen. We try to just notice, to be interested in the thoughts that come to us. It can help to think about clouds that pass by in the sky. Different thoughts come, but then they pass on, like the clouds passing by. We might notice that some thoughts seem to want us to follow them into a long story. And sometimes we do follow them. But as soon as we notice we are following thoughts into a story, we can gently bring our minds back to just noticing sitting here. And we can also notice any feelings we have right here, right now. Sometimes feelings come with our thoughts. Like when we think about something that will be going to happen that we are looking forward to. Or sometimes thoughts can bring more difficult feelings. Whatever feelings we notice right here, right now, they are just the feelings we are having. We bring mindful kindness to anything that might be more difficult. And now, breathing in, breathing out. As we come to the end of our mindfulness practice, coming back to breathing into our whole body as we sit here, noticing how we are right now and any things that might have changed over the time we have been sitting here. Getting ready to open our eyes and come back into the room. Come back to going on with the rest of our day when the bell rings again.